It's another park and ride lot built by the Department of Transportation. This one is near Dykesville, north of Green Bay. Chris Collada is a transportation planner for the DOT. He says the lots go along with major road projects.
It's one thing when you build a highway. It's another thing when you allow people, especially as gas prices fluctuate, the opportunity to meet with their friends or neighbors or coworkers and just share that money and carpool and have a nice ride.
Every month, the DOT keeps track of how many people use the 100 park and ride lots around the state. More than 600 drivers use the lots in northeastern Wisconsin, though Collada says they're more popular in some places than others.
Part of it is it depends on the area. I was looking at the counts, the recent counts, and in Brown County, there was a fluctuation, an increase in ridership. And in Winnebago County, right now, we have two park and ride lots. It was pretty stagnant. So it depends on the area, and I guess it depends on the riders that use those park and ride facilities.
The DOT may expand some park and ride lots in northeastern Wisconsin, and there are plans to build at least three more by 2010. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.